So the title of tonight's message is Teaching and Preaching and Healing. That's what Jesus did. If you look at Matthew 9:35, it says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, notice, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Notice those three things: teaching, preaching, and healing. Now notice in verse 36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Compassion is a major key for you to be used in the area of divine healing. He was moved with compassion because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Now he's looking at the harvest, and surely he is talking about a harvest of people coming in to the kingdom of God. But I believe he's also looking at a harvest of people that need healing in their bodies. Healing in their bodies. So he said, verse 38, pray that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, we've been praying that way for decades and decades here at Heart of the Bay. We've been praying that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into his harvest. And I was alerted today in my spirit that the laborers are here tonight. Healing laborers. Healing ambassadors. There's a scripture in the Word of God that says, a wise ambassador is health. Another translation says, a wise ambassador brings healing. There are so many anointed people in this service tonight. Because the anointed one is in this place. Every one of you have got healing power flowing through your hands. You are that labor. And so I believe that the Lord is going to sensitize us to the harvest that is around us. He's going to lead us and he's going to guide us. And he's going to celebrate kama sotore niche, and he's going to connect us with people that need miracles. He's going to connect us with people that need healing. And because you have been taught and because you have been properly schooled in the word of faith, you are to lay hands on them. You are to be the hand of the Lord ministering health and healing to this generation. Glory to God. Say with me, I am anointed for the Spirit of the Lord. He is upon me. Now notice in Luke 6:17, it says, and he came down with them, and he stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coasts of Tyre and Sidon, now notice this, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Pay particular attention to this statement. They didn't just come to be healed. They first came to hear. We will get faith for healing by hearing the word of God. Men and women, boys and girls, older men, older women are healed by hearing words. Men and women are saved by hearing words. Men and women are filled with the Spirit of God by hearing words. And as the word of the Lord goes forth, faith comes. And as faith comes, people then can access healing. They can access salvation. They can access the infilling of the Holy Spirit. It is the grace of God. Amen? So we know this, that faith begins where the will of God is known. And faith must rest on the word of God alone. Now, we were schooled and we were mentored by Brother Hagin. How many of you have been mentored by Brother Hagin, either through his books or through attending his school or watching videos? Praise the Lord. He said something that I think is very valuable for us to know. He says, I can get people healed 100% if I can get them to hear. If I can get them to hear the word, I can get them healed. You see, the problem is some people are in such a hurry to be healed. I think rather we need to be in a hurry to hear. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're hearing. We're watering the seed. For some, we're planting the seed. You see, our life is governed by what we believe. And what we believe is determined largely by what we hear. How many of you remember a man of God by the name of Earl Roberts? Wow. What a man of God. Earl Roberts said this, that we have to hear something 7 times in order to get it. So hearing is an indispensable part of healing. Divine healing starts with hearing. Amen. Just like salvation. Now we know that Jesus was in the wilderness. He was tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. He pulled out the sword of the Spirit and put the devil on the run. Amen. After 3 times, it is written, it is written, it is also written. Now I want you to pick it up right after the temptation in the wilderness in verse 14 of Luke chapter 4. It says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. That's a good place to be, isn't it? In the power of the Spirit. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Now notice, the first thing he did after he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, after that he had triumphed victoriously over the enemy's temptations in the wilderness. Notice in verse 15, and he taught. And he taught. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Verse 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. See, Jesus was customary to go to the synagogue. Would to the Lord that people were customary to come to church. Not just once a month. You know, not just a couple of times a month. But every time the doors are open, thank God people need to come and hear the word of God. No matter who's preaching, praise the Lord. And it came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, as his custom was. And he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. Verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Now I want you to read verse 18. Everyone say, teaching, and preaching, and healing. Ready, read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Stop right there. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news. There is no bad news in the gospel. Amen? And so he stood up for to read, and he preached the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, he said, to heal the brokenhearted. He's preaching. And notice this, and preach deliverance to the captives. Now, if the captives and the poor and the brokenhearted would act upon what he was preaching, they could be poor no more. They could be broken no more. They could be bound no more. But he didn't stop there. And he said, I'm here to preach recovering of sight to the blind. And how do you like this one? To set at liberty them that are bruised. Think about it. Now the Spirit of the Lord is. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord, was upon him. And as he preached, the Spirit of liberty was moving in that crowd. Woo, glory to God. Just like he's moving tonight. just like He's moving in every cell of your being. Just like He's moving in your knees. Just like He's moving in your heart. Just like He's moving in your pancreas. Just like He's moving in your neck. Just like He's moving in your back. Just like He's moving in your heart. He's setting at liberty by the anointing, by the teaching, by the preaching of the Word of the Lord. Woo, glory to God. So I want to share a few nuggets with you that are so important for us individually, not only to receive our healing, to maintain our healing. How many of you know the enemy wants to steal our health? Now listen to these, and then we're going to pray. I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. We're going to team up on the devil. We're going to have a team healing tonight. Glory to God. The devil doesn't have a choice. I mean, he's so scared, he's already running down Hesperian Boulevard. Glory to God. Now listen to this. There is nothing in this earth so great or so powerful, including the physical body, that it cannot be turned around by your words. His word in your mouth will turn any situation around. And that's what the book of James says. In James chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all, but if any man not offend in word, the same is what? The same is a perfect man, and able to do what? Able to bridle the whole body." In other words, able to control the whole body. If you can control your tongue, you can control your whole body. If you will bring your tongue in subjection to the master. Did you know that your tongue must be under his lordship? If your tongue is not under his lordship, he's not Lord of all. Notice verse 3, "Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, though they be so great and are driven with fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the captain turns it." You are the captain of your ship under the chief captain. And if you are heading in the wrong direction, just take the steering wheel and begin to turn it. Take your words and begin to turn them away from doubt and unbelief and fear and lack and all of those things. And just turn it around by speaking faith-filled words, declaring what the Word of God says. And I will guarantee you, things will turn around for the glory of God. Amen. Now here's another statement. We don't have a choice whether or not we live by words. We do, however, have a choice of whose words we live by. Or of what words we live by. The choice is ours. And I like to say it this way, your tongue is your chooser. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20, he says, "I'm calling heaven and earth to record this day against you." That's pretty serious, isn't it? "That I have set before you," what? "Life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life." Choose life. The way that you choose life is you speak life. The way that you choose blessing is that you speak blessing. In other words, you align your tongue with the word of God, and you speak blessing over your life. Do not curse what God has blessed. Your body is blessed. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Stop talking poorly about your body and start declaring that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And every organ and every tissue of your body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function. Woo, glory to God. In other words, say the same thing that He has said about you. Here's another statement. If our mouths will feed our hearts the word of faith when we don't need it, in other words, kind of like when everything's going good, what'll happen? Our hearts will feed our mouths faith when we do need it. And Brenda did such a beautiful job this morning on living in the overflow. How many of you are living in the overflow? I was in the kitchen listening to little music. I was dancing in the overflow. Amen. You might as well get some happy feet on. Amen. It's overflow time. It's harvest time. It's glory time. It's miracle time. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. In Matthew 12, 34 through 37, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, that's you. A good woman, that's you. A good person, out of the good treasure, or out of the good deposit of the heart, what kind of things are brought forth? Bringeth forth good things. And that's what God's will is for us. To get His word so bountifully on the inside of us that when the pressure comes and when the squeeze is on, all that's going to come out of your mouth is the good word of God. Why? Because you've been deposited in your life year after year, decade after decade. Amen. We've gotten a good people here today. Here's another statement. We appropriate what is ours in Christ by making God's word a daily part of our vocabulary. Amen. A daily part of our vocabulary. In Job chapter 22, notice with me in verse 28. Man, you can listen so good tonight. Job 22 and verse 28. Notice with me. It says, thou shalt decree a thing. Now, whose responsibility is it to make some decrees over your life? Now, it's great for the pastors to speak a decree over you and to speak a decree over the congregation, but you need to learn to be your own decreer. You need to take ownership of your life and start declaring the decree. Start declaring those things which be not as though they were. Start believing God. Thou shalt declare a thing or a promise. You shall declare a thing. In other words, you shall speak the word of God. And what will happen? And it shall be established unto you. In other words, it shall be firmly fixed in your life. It is something that your heart becomes established in. As a way of life, as you as a way of life declare the promises of God. Now notice what happens. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Let's look at it in the Amplified Version. I know I didn't give you that scripture, but let's feed on this just for another moment in the Amplified Version. Let's go ahead and read together. You shall also decide and decree a thing. And it shall be established for you. And the light of God's favor shall shine. The light of God's favor. The light of God's favor is going to shine upon your ways. You will not have to make the favor happen. Favor will just happen and follow suit as you decide and decree the promises of God. Oh, glory to God. Keep that up there. I'm getting happy right now. And the light of God's favor. Oh, raise your hands right now. Say, thank God, the light of God's favor. The light of the favor of the Lord. I have favor with God. I have favor with man. The favor of God is all around me. The favor of God is upon me. The goodness of God is following me. The favor of God is following me. The mercy of God is following me all the days of my life. God's favor is shining upon your ways. I speak a word of favor over your life. I speak a word of favor over your family. I decree a word of favor over your business. I decree a word of favor in every area of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shout everybody and say, amen. Amen. I receive it. Woo, great favor. Great favor. So words then set spiritual laws in motion. There's two laws. The law of sin and death and the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Faith-filled words will put you over. Fear-filled words, doubt-filled words will defeat you. Now, why is that? Because words are like spiritual containers. And words carry power. And words carry great weight. I think more than many of us have realized how important are the words that we speak every day of our lives. Man, if you could have a tape recorder attached to you and listen to it, at the end of the day, there might be some serious repenting needed to take place. It's easy to come to church and speak words of life and speak words of faith. But what are you going to do when the doctor says, not good? Just say, thank God, God is good. What are you going to do when the bills are stacked up and they're talking to you at night? I tell you what, just talk back. I tell you what we need to do. We need to answer it. Answer it with the word of God. Find the promise of God and answer those lies with the word of God. Reciprocate. Flip the script and turn the tables on the devil. Say what God has said. And do it as a way of life. For it is true, the just shall live by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We speak by faith. We live by faith. We rejoice by faith. We quench the fiery darts of the wicked one by faith. We serve by faith. We give by faith. Everything that we do in faith. Amen. So words then are spiritual containers that carry power. They carry love and faith, or they can carry hate and fear. Proverbs 18 verse 20 and 21. Notice this scripture with me. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. I like that. And with the increase of his lips, what'll happen? Notice this. We could say it this way. A man's life. A man's life shall be satisfied with what he says. And the more you speak the word of God, the more you increase in this, the more you grow in it, and the more you stay with it, the more of a reality it becomes in your life. And with the increase of his lips, he shall be filled. Now read verse 21 with me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life, blessing and cursing, healing and disease, poverty or prosperity, soundness of mind or a worried mind. It's in the power of the tongue. God's word translation, we don't have it, says this. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love to talk will have to eat their own words. Let's move on to another one. Selah. The Message translation says this. Words kill or words give life. They're either poison or they are fruit. So you choose. The next thought I want to share with you is this. Words are seeds that are sown with our mouths, and they will produce after their kind. Say with me, words are seeds that are sown with our mouths, and they will produce after their own kind. God's word is incorruptible. It's incapable of being destroyed. So as you sow his word in your spirit, and as you protect your spirit from outside intruders, that word will grow. That seed will spring up. Now notice in Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. And he says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't know how. We don't need to know how. We just know it's happening. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. Everyone read it with me. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. That is what Jerry Savelle calls the law of progression. The law of progression. And incidentally, we are making progress around here. And you are making progress. Notice with me, first the blade. You see, all of us would rather have the full corn in the ear immediately. And certainly God does some things immediately. We do not want to limit him. But most of the time, when you have been taught like you have been taught, you need to learn the law of progression. And in your patience, possess your souls. Don't be lazy, but follow those who faith and patience have inherited the promise. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. Verse 29, read it with me. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Ooh, glory to God. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. You've been standing. You've been praising. You've been rejoicing. You've been dancing. You've endured through the difficult times. You've stayed full of joy unspeakable and full of glory. It is harvest time. Harvest time. Harvest time. Woo! Glory to God. So God's word, the incorruptible seed, has within it the ability and the DNA to cause itself to come to pass. Here's the next statement. The word of God conceived in the human spirit. Say it with me, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
You are a spirit. And God's word is directed to your spirit, man. It's spirit food. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life. His word is addressed to your inner man. That's where your faith is. And so you mix faith with that word that's incorruptible. And it is with the heart that man believeth. Hallelujah. So the word of God, this is Charles Capps. Conceived in the heart. In other words, received in the heart. Spoken out of the mouth. Becomes a spiritual force that releases faith, which is the creative ability of God. So let's look at four more scriptures. Did you know that healing is in the plan of redemption? We're going to do a little workout now. And then we're just going to have a revival and a wave of divine healing. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for about 60 seconds. Glory to God. Roma ti celebre de basatai. Glory to God. Glory de bashteni bakandele boshte bata. Ora basite molama di celebrondo la baha. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Come on, say glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Ha ha ha. Woo, ramashe. Ha ha, you are the healer. Oh, Ramashete Masolamaha. There's a healer in the house tonight. There's a healer in the house tonight. There's a healer in your house tonight. For you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. There's a healer in your house tonight. There's a healer in this house tonight. Come on, saints, pray a little bit. Oh, Rabasata. Oh, Rabasandele Bokasta. In the name of Jesus. Men are healed by hearing words. Let us hear some words before that we pray for one another. You know, the Bible says, pray for one another. So that you may be healed. Isaiah 53:5 says this, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Come on. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes,
we are healed.
Say this with me. Jesus went to the cross, spirit, soul, and body, to redeem mankind, spirit, soul, and body. There's wholeness for your soul. There's an anointing and there's a peace that comes from heaven itself that is transmitted and transferred to you through the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Your wholeness in your soul has been bought and paid for. And even though there are times where you may feel a little down in the dumps, that's the time to rise up in your inner man and resist that. And declare, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My soul may not feel well, but I'm going to call those things that be not as though they were. And I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. And I'm going to declare, it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Woo! Glory to God. It is well. I don't have a care. Amen. I'm full of peace. I'm full of God. I'm in the kingdom and the kingdom of God is in me. And in this kingdom, there is no fear. In this kingdom, there is no worry. But in this kingdom, there's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, say it as well 5 times with me. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Amen. It is well with my body. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 8:17 says this, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, himself, no one could do it, but only himself could. And himself didn't stand by. Himself got right in the middle of our business and took it all for us. Himself, himself, Jesus himself, the Son of the living God, himself. Himself. Woo, glory to God. He's God all by himself. 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 He took our infirmities and he bare our sickness. Mark Brzee said this, and Mark and Janet are coming in the month of March. Amen. We are going to have ourselves a prayer conference. We are going to have a high heel time. That'll be the last Sunday of March, Sunday morning, Sunday night, then Monday morning and Monday night. Are you ready to shout?
Yes.
Glory to God. Mark Brzee said this to me many years ago. You've heard it. And that is this. What he took, we need not take. We're not going to take it anymore. Sounds like an old song. He took your infirmities. He bare your sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self. There it is again. You are not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your heart and in your body, because it has been bought and paid for by Himself. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Who His own self bare your sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, might live unto righteousness. Say it with me real strong. By whose stripes you were healed. I'm talking to you, body. Are you listening, body? By His stripes, you were healed. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, liver. You see, livers can hear you. Hearts can hear you. Knees can hear you. Necks can hear you. How do you know that? Because Jesus ministered to Peter's mom, mother-in-law, and He spoke to the fever and He demanded it to leave. If Jesus spoke to a fever, you can speak to a fever. Hallelujah. Real quickly, Psalms 103 right now. Glory to God. Pray in another 30 seconds. Come on. Robasata. Yeah, outbreak, outbreak. Outbreak. Amen. An outbreak, Brian. Haha, Brian and Linda. Brabasa. It's all over you. The Holy Ghost is all over you. There's healing in your hands. Ha ha ha. Robo shede basanda de besta. Ha ha ha. Woo, rabak. Everyone go do it like this with your hands. Amen. There's healing in our hands. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Your hands are anointed because you're anointed. Ha ha ha. Oh, brapache. Getting ready, getting ready, getting ready, getting ready. We're getting ready, getting ready, getting ready. Getting ready for greater glory. Getting ready for a greater harvest. The harvest is coming. They don't know anything about what you know. But oh, thank God, you got hands. You've got compassion. You've got love. And people will respond to the goodness of God in your life. Psalms 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I like this. And all that is within me. Did you know that all that is within you is blessed? Your organs are blessed. Your mind is blessed. Your nerves are blessed. Your bones are blessed. Your heart is blessed. Your eyes are blessed. Your ears are blessed. Every operation and every function in your body is blessed. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Amplified says, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one all of your diseases. Covered it all. Covered it all. Covered it all. Verse 4, read it with me. Who redeems my life from destruction. And He's crowning me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amplified. Who redeems your life from the pit of corruption. Who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. You've been crowned. You're a child of the King. You're surrounded. You're enclosed. And you're encompassed, glory to God, with His redeeming power. Verse 5, who satisfies thy mouth just like the with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amplified, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation. No matter how old you are, whatever your situation is, He satisfies you with the goodness of God. He satisfies your mouth at your personal age and situation with good things. And I like how the Amplified says it. So that your youth is renewed and is like the eagles, strong, overcoming and soaring. Say with me, I am strong. I'm overcoming. and I'm soaring. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just flap your wings a little bit. We're soaring. Glory to God. Amen. We're soaring. We've been shaking our hands and flapping our wings. I tell you, we're having church tonight. Woo! Glory to God. I call you strong. I call you overcoming. I call you soaring. Now here's a verse of scripture I want to close with. It's found in Galatians, the 3rd chapter and the 13th verse. It says, Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Say that with me. Christ, He's already redeemed me. I'm not about to be redeemed. He has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Now notice the rest of the verse. Why? Because He was made a curse for us. In other words, He took the whole curse upon us, upon Himself. You read over in Deuteronomy 28 from 15 to the end of the chapter. You notice all those curses in there? Inflammation, insanity, the botch of Egypt. The botch doesn't sound good. We certainly don't want to have hemorrhoids, do we? But all those things, they're a curse. But I found me a verse of scripture. Say it with me. Pastor found him a verse of scripture. And this verse of scripture covers it all. Say it with me. He became cursed that I may be blessed. In Deuteronomy 28:61, if we could pull that up there, and then I'm going to lead you in a confession. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 61. This is a good thing to say on a regular basis. How many of you are standing against something? Now, you're not taking ownership of it, but you're standing against it. You're resisting it. I think every one of us in our lives has to stand against those things that are of the curse of the law. But oh, thank God, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and they're going to pull it up here in a moment, and verse 61. Deuteronomy 28, verse 61. King James is fine. Amen. Notice, read this with me. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now notice with me, the curse is listed, but then he goes on and said in verse 61, every sickness. You've been redeemed from every disease. So stand to your feet right now. And whatever you're standing against, I want to lead you in a confession. First of all, raise a hand toward heaven and say this with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That you have redeemed me from the curse of the law. According to Deuteronomy 28 and verse 61, this disease that I'm standing against, this disease that I'm not taking ownership of, it is a curse of the law. Whatever that disease is, it is a curse of the law. Now raise both hands toward heaven and say, but Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore I confess I am redeemed from this stinking, rotten disease in the name of Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. So I'll rock around the house and I'll say, thank you, Lord. You've redeemed me from the curse of the law. According to Deuteronomy 28:61, this which has come against me is a curse. But praise God, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Now listen, that is a way to stay in faith.
Okay.
And that is a way to keep your mind stayed on your Redeemer. Don't let your mind wander. Don't let your mind think about the worst case scenario. No! It's a curse. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We don't have to put up with it. Our bodies may hurt. There may be symptoms that are difficult, but Christ. And if you will just stay there, and if you will just stay fixed, if you will just stay steadfast, His healing power, His resurrection power will reignite your nerves. His healing power will reignite your pancreas. His healing power, His resurrection power will go to work in your kidneys. The word of the Lord shall move mightily in you. Say with me, the word of God is working mightily in me. And here's a confession by Kenneth E. Hagin as the praisers come back to the platform. Here's a confession. You interested?
Yes.
Say this with me. I am strong.
I'm strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am strong.
In the Lord. And in the power of His might. I am strong. I'm strong in the Lord. Now let's do it. I call my body strong. I call my kidneys strong. I call my lungs strong. I call my heart strong. I call my hips strong. I call my knees strong. I call my feet strong. I call my liver strong. I call my mind strong. I am strong. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, let's shout amen, everybody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now we're just going to team up on the devil. You know what this is tonight? This is Team Heart of the Bay. I'm a looking at a company of believers that know how to believe God, that know how to put their hands on people and people to be healed by the very power of God. Let's sing something, then we're going to pray for one another. Amen.